Buck, you're here for a special presentation in memory of Jackie Robinson. Can you tell us what it means to represent not only the Robinson family, but also many, many ball players from past history?
Yeah, because, well, Jackie, actually, when Branch Rickey signed Jackie Robinson, that contract, that was the beginning of the modern civil rights movement. That's right. That was before... That was before Brown versus Topeka. That was before Martin Luther King was a sophomore at Morehouse at the time. Yeah. And what was it, 1955? Mrs. Parks didn't get back on that bus. So it's a remarkable time, really. And when they retired that jersey, my wife cried. She cried. Yeah, it was good.
Okay, take us a little bit further back. What year did you start playing back in the Negro Leagues, and how many years were you ahead of Jackie Robinson?
Oh, a long time. I started playing in the Negro League in 1937. See, that's 10 years before Jackie.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're very well preserved. You look like you're in great shape.
I'm in pretty good shape, an old man.
How well did you know Jackie Robinson, and tell us a little bit about the man?
I didn't meet Jackie. I met Jackie. See, when Jackie was with the Monarchs, I was in the service. I was in the Navy. Navy CB at the time, and I was a bosun, and I was over a stevedore platoon, and the commanding officer, 10:30 at night, everybody was gone. He said, "Bosun O'Neill, come to my office at once." I said, "Oh hell, what did I do now?" When I got this office, he said, "You know what happened?" I said, "No, sir, I don't." He said, "Branch Rickey just signed Jackie Robinson to an organized baseball contract." I said, "Thank God it finally happened." I said, "Give me that horn." He gave me the mic, and I said, "Hear this, hear this, hear this. This all-black battalion." I woke everybody up, and I told them, "Said Branch Rickey just signed Jackie Robinson to a Montreal contract." Shot the guns, hooped and hollered. We didn't sleep much that night. That was wonderful.
There were some great ball players in the Negro Leagues that did not get a chance or maybe had a very limited opportunity to play Major League ball. Mm-hmm. Tell us some of the top players, maybe the 3 to 5 that come to mind, and then compare them in ability to some of the players that we were able to see at the Major League level.
Josh Gibson. Josh Gibson had the power of a Babe Ruth. Yeah, power of a Babe Ruth. And there were so many great ball players. And you know about Satchel Paige in his prime. He was great. And Buck Leonard, who played first base over there, probably equivalent to Lou Gehrig. We had these type ball players, Cool Papa Bell. Oh, man, when you say Cool Papa Bell, I don't know who you're going to match him with, because he played like DiMaggio, but he could outrun the wood.
Wow.
Yeah, great ball players.
Tell us, do the young black players of today, do they appreciate what you guys have done?
Uh-huh, they're learning to now. They're learning to now since that Ken Burns documentary, and they're learning now. And I live in Kansas City, and the Kansas City, the Negro League Baseball Museum is in Kansas City. All of the teams come. Most of them come to the museum. They want to see this.
Mm-hmm. What would you like to see in the future as far as baseball, integration, just good relations in life in general?
Well, the one thing about it is it's actually... Baseball's good relations now, and I think we're going to realize Jackie's dream, because Jackie wanted to see more people in the front office, and this is going to happen. Those things will happen, but you got to be, actually, I'm seeing a lot of kids working here and in this baseball. This is the way you get to become a general manager. You know what I mean? You go to college, you learn these things, and you come in and work yourself up. And I tell kids, not especially black kids, I say, why don't you take sports management when you go to school? And you might get a chance to be a general manager if you want baseball, if you want sports, really. If you want to make your living in sports, try some of these things. And it will happen eventually.
Okay, the last question, your most memorable moment in baseball history for you, personally.
I guess it's, it just might have just happened. It might have just happened the other night when they retired that 42. Yeah.
That was the most special moment.
Of course.